Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everyone, welcome, welcome. We're going to be previewing Liverpool versus Aston Villa. It's me, Paul Meacham, we've got Steve Hall, we've got Chris Pajak, we've got Jed Mercer, and we've got John Coleshaw as well. Final home game of the season. A stake, I mean, look, before we talk about it, because look, we're doing this right now live. Newcastle are currently beating Brighton. That has a bit of an impact on the whole chat and all that, so we can't go too heavy on all of that. But we'll start, before we get into the game itself, about Anfield. Favourite moments from you of the season at Anfield? Anything that stood out? I mean, there's definitely one game that I can think probably stands out above the others.
And I'm not going to say that, though. I'm going to say Jota's goal v Spurs is my favourite moment of the season so far. Yeah, just because Richarlison. that's still my favourite moment. But yeah, Anfield's actually been good this season. Like, in general, like, Liverpool have been good at home. Yeah. Liverpool are fifth in the league currently because they were shite at home. You know, the fifth in the league because they couldn't buy an away win. Other than that massive hiccup against Leeds, there's not been any real stinkers at Anfield that I can remember, really. They've done all right there. They've won a couple, drew a couple, but that's about it. So, yeah, the home form, and I'm quite, again, Villa's a tough game. And if it was at Villa Park, I remember, you know, it's been recent in the last few years where we've had to go to Villa Park late on, and it's never easy. But and Villa are really good at home and they struggle away. So, yeah, I think I'm confident just because we are at home, and I reference it. There's been great moments at Anfield, like the 7-0, like obviously is the one. You've got Carvalho's goal, but the Jota one. So especially with what's going to happen now, we know obviously Firmino and Milner and Oxlade-Chamberlain are going. I think regardless of what happens in the top four, Liverpool will still be in it by then. By the way, they still have to win this game, and whatever else happens elsewhere. But I think Anfield will be rocking. Yeah, and that only bodes well.
Can you look much beyond the 7-0, Chris?
No, it's the 7-0 and it's the Tottenham game, the two games that I missed at Anfield this season. for wildly different reasons.
You missed 14 goals.
Every time I missed a game, we fucking saw 7 goals. I should probably stay away at the weekend, to be fair. But I got to watch that Man United game with my dad, and I'm not sure it's a game of footy with my dad for like 10 years. So that was it for me.
Jen, did you agree with the Tottenham one or the Man United one?
Yeah, the Tottenham one. Probably because I nearly ended up in the row in front as well when we scored. I just got picked up and was mid-air.
But you were like
point.
That with your knees, weren't you? Cracking them. Hey, finally get to stand up.
I know. I nearly ended up in the cop in the row in front. But yeah, definitely, that was definitely a highlight, that one.
I mean, John, again, beating Manchester United when they were just starting to get cocky and arrogant again.
Well, John, you know what? I've only been to 3 games this season and can't get a ticket. But one of the games that I got a ticket for was the Man U game. honest to God. I won't even tell you what I paid for the tickets, right? But it was worth it in the end, do you know what I mean?
When
I
got painted every wall in someone's house for that.
So, so that's definitely brought me a little lad at me and that, do you know what I mean? So that was definitely the game of the season.
I mean, just the Man United, I think it's the stuff of dreams. It's mad because, and there's definitely like, there's a degree of recency about it. I'm glad you mentioned the Carvalho Newcastle one because I felt big at the time. You know, we beat City earlier in the season.
It feel bigger
well.
At the end of the season when we knew how good Newcastle were.
Yeah, definitely.
But we didn't actually know if they were that good then, did we?
The Salah goal against Man City where he turns Cancelo inside out on the halfway line and goes through. And they were, that particularly was a game where it was like, right, okay, no more of this messing around, pretending we're crap. We're really good, everyone. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then obviously we managed to lose to Forest and Leeds in the weeks that in the weeks that followed. So yeah, I mean, I'm what I found quite interesting, and we'll do loads of season wrap up content in a week or so's time. But it's been kind of nice starting to think about that and looking back and remembering like been some boss wins along the way, and it would be nice that. Obviously, if Brighton could do something, it would be nice to have a bit more optimism going into the weekend and going into the week that follows. But I'm glad that we get to have a general upbeat feeling going into this final game, and doing the farewells for the lads, for Firmino and Milner and stuff will play a big part of that. But yeah, it's nice to get excited about watching Liverpool play footy again.
On the flip side to all of this, at least we're not going to not win the Premier League title on the last day of the season this time and have that heartbreak.
Yeah. I mean, talk about kind of like, yeah, weird positives. Yeah.
At least we're not going to win the league for a minute or two on the last day and then not win the league.
Yeah, we're just being fourth for a minute or two and then, anyway. Let's talk about the game then. John, is there anything you want to see done differently? Any players you feel deserve a goal in this game?
I think the run-up to the game has been great for the last few weeks. I reckon we just do the same thing. We're only wanting points, aren't we? As long as we get our next two games out of the way. And we're just looking at the other teams then, aren't we?
Yeah.
I don't think John would bring Bobby on.
I thought he'd already gone.
Jen, would you do anything like that? I mean, let's use Firmino as an example there. If he's fit, and he looks like he was definitely in training this week, so he's likely to be involved in some capacity. The fact that there's something to play for. I mean, look, there's no charity with Firmino, by the way, when we say this. Like, you know, it's not like go on, chuck him on, give him a game to say his farewells. He's got like a 1-3 goal record this season. I think he's got 11-33 for us. He's probably got a better goal to game ratio than like Gakpo has. Would you be giving him any time on the pitch?
I wouldn't start him, but I'd bring him on second half. Yeah. And it's not sentimental reasons.
Depending on the score,
literally.
Though. You want to get the win first, don't you?
Oh, we will get the win. I'm Miss Positive. We will get
especially
the win.
If you lose him, would you bring him on?
No.
Wouldn't
you?
No.
John hates Firmino.
maybe like the last 10 minutes or something, but I want the win first.
But if you lose him, do you not
have to
think of a goal
scorer?
You're chasing for the goals. I'll be honest now, I know that one might be injured, so it's a different question, but I'd put Bobby on before I put that one on. You know, if you were needing a goal at this moment in time, I'd bank on Firmino to get you one before I do Darwin, just in this moment in time. But
he's been boss this year, Firmino.
Yeah, he has. When he's been fit, he's been good. I don't think he's
going to be fit.
I don't think he'll be fit to start, bringing
him on the coach because they're going to give him.
I don't think he'd be fit to start. I think he'd be on the bench. I don't think he could play 90 minutes.
But if he comes on nice and he scores, I'm not being funny, but the roof's coming off.
Yeah, 100%.
We will riot.
He scored the 7th.
It will be mental,
won't it?
But this is that thing where when Lallana's leaving, you know, it's a bit of a procession. We keep him off the pitch because we don't want him to get injured to ruin his next move.
By the way, I think Chamberlain might be in that camp right now.
And I think, yeah, and Chamberlain might be in a bit of that. And look, I think Cater's injured, isn't he? So, whatever. But for me, you know, this is the thing. If he's fit and available, he's a good player. You know, this is not a lad on his last legs. I mean, God, Lallana's season still, by the way, playing for a team that's probably had a better feeling season than us this year. But Bobby can contribute, and I think the points on Darwin is good.
If Bobby is fully fit, I'd bring him on. Not a chance, but he's only just went back to training yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you know what I mean? So I think they're only bringing him on for his farewell. That's what I mean. That's the only time, but I wouldn't bring him on for his farewell until we're winning.
Yeah.
What score would you have to do?
2-0.
2-0. Has to be 2-0 to bring Bobby on.
Yeah.
So if it's 1-0 with 89, you're not bringing Bobby on in his last over.
If it's 1-0 at 80 minutes,
you
10
are
minutes
so
left,
so sly.
You can come on. Yeah. We're still chasing that four.
Really, the most unsentimental person I've ever met.
I'm all for it. Cold hearted, you've got to get the win. You are right. We can't let this become a sideshow of Milner and Firmino leaving Liverpool. We need to win a game of footy.
Yeah.
It's not
a testimonial game, is it?
It's a league game.
Yeah.
Like, Steven Gerrard's final game kind of became this. The focus was all about Steven Gerrard leaving, and we got fucking beat. Yeah. And like, it didn't really mean not in that season because we've been crap all season. But Like, Liverpool do need to win this game. I know we don't want to age the show, but like, whatever happens in at Newcastle Brighton, there's still a chance that Liverpool can get, because they've still got games to play.
And Man United's midweek game next week against Chelsea.
Exactly, there's all kinds. So like, Liverpool do have to win. John is right in that. You've got to pick the best team first. My argument is, I think Firmino is still a viable option.
But at 89 minutes?
No, I'm not. 1-0.
If it's 1-0 at 80 minutes, I'd bring him on. But okay, what I'm saying is, he's not fit.
Yeah.
So I'm not bringing an unfit person on.
He's not starting.
You are right.
But I still want to get his, you know, but if we need that goal, he's still going to get that after the whistle.
I do agree, though. You're right. I think the fitness thing is important. It's like, what, 6 weeks or whatever? I think he's been out. He's had a good old stretch out. And look, he doesn't need to play for much. You're right. He's coming on for 5 minutes at the end of the game.
Bobby Achuk on Zati.
Well, no, but the thing is, he's capable of influencing the game for us. But I like that notion of we have to earn the right to give him more than a fleeting appearance
on the pitch. Player's shoulders.
It's just a game of football. Yeah.
You want Bobby to come on?
It's not like he's ruffling his hair like he's a little kid. Yeah, go on then, mate. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And he won't want that. He'll want to come on to play and score because he's a good footballer.
Top footballer.
And it's different than Milner, because there's no scenario where you wouldn't bring James Milner on, really. Mm. Liverpool always want James. If it's seen as a lead, they want James Milner on. If they're under the cosh, they want James Milner on. You know, even sometimes you'll see them chasing the game and they go, fuck it, let's get James Milner on, just to run around a bit. Yeah. So I think there's less scenarios where, you know, if you're protecting a 1-0 with 5 minutes to go and you think, ooh, Roberto Firmino, you might be iffy, you go, fucking, you will get James Milner on. So I think he's more likely to I think they'll both end up.
There's an ideal world where some footballers get that moment and some don't. I think back to like Jamie Carragher playing QPR and he has that like pearler of a strike from 30 yards and it doesn't go in, but it shouldn't go in because it's Jamie Carragher.
It needed to not go in, that one.
You're meant to have that, because it's quite like, good effort, you know, wouldn't that, and you dream about what would have been if had gone in for him.
Was Lucas's mad shot where Klopp was laughing, was that in his last game?
I don't know, but that was just a random derby game, I think that wasn't it, but, you know, these are the things with Bobby is, it's possible that he could still have a telling impact on the end of the season.
He's got to equalise his heart, he's got big goals.
Exactly. you're right. I think the sideshow thing is important. I think we need to remember that this isn't a testimonial of Jensen's. This is a serious game of football that needs to be won. The celebrations and the wheeling people out can all happen after the fact. If, you know, it can't be. What I'm saying is there's no planned Bobby substitution. This is not like when a player does his testimonial and you plan a penalty in there so they can take it, so they can score the goal and that kind of thing. Or that one with Adrian for West Ham and he's in the testimony and he runs the length of the the pitch and dribbles past people. That's not what's happening here. Aston Villa want to beat us. They want to come to here and give us a horrible afternoon.
Europe, it's a big game for them. I was on the Up to Villa podcast the other day and they were saying, like, you know, everyone's talking about Liverpool, it's huge for us. They've got Spurs in the site. They've got that Europa League / conference place. Right. And bear in mind, they sacked Steven Gerrard because they were going to get relegated. They're on the comeback season of all comeback seasons.
There's a nice little side story there of actually just shoving one up Villa and maybe singing Steven Gerrard's song or something like that. I could get behind that. But again,
I'd like a full side 90 of Bobby's song. I just wonder whether it can be done.
We should do like a sort of bingo or odds on what is the. It was about 15 minutes.
There was a game against Brighton a couple of years ago where it went on from about 32 to half time that I remember just being absolutely brilliant. If we could get a full half of the Bobby song.
There's also a point, Unai Emery has been nominated for Manager of the Year and Jurgen Klopp hasn't. And I know he's turned them around from relegation fodder or whatever, but it's, you know, when you're just thinking like...
I know, I think that's quite right, to be honest. I don't think Jurgen should be.
But there's also a nice thing where, fuck Unai Emery. You know, and sticking back in his
Unai Emery's allowed on the pitch. Yeah, it's in the stands.
Fair enough.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Is there any... Yeah, does the team pick itself here, Chris?
I think so. I think it's just going to be the normal goalkeeper and back four that we've seen recently. Canate, obviously, and for Matip. I think Fabinho, probably Henderson, Jones. I think we might see Jota rather than Diaz because he's played a couple of times on the bounce now and obviously coming back off a big injury. I think you might see Jota. But other than that, I imagine it'll be Gakpo and Salah. It wouldn't surprise me if it was Jota, to be honest, or Diaz.
I think it'll be Jota as well.
Yeah, just a wonderful little comment here from Eth Chamberlain saying Brighton is not living up to their namesake, for fuck's sake. Super Brighton. The biggest question mark is going to be Jota or Diaz. I think everything else kind of sorts itself out. It was interesting, Robbo did an interview with the official club website and hinted at the idea of Liverpool having two formations moving forwards. And it's whether that is Gakpo in the midfield or it's back to 4-3-3, but it doesn't feel like this will be the game where they go, you know, all that great work we've been doing for weeks on trying to learn this new thing, but I tell you what, just park that for a bit while we play Aston Villa.
They did it against Brentford, though, mate. That was the last home game we played. Gakpo played centre mid.
Yeah.
So it might be the home and away thing. It might be that he fancies him at home where he thinks it gives us a chance to be more attacking. You know what I mean? He might just
they're going to get on the ball loads.
Yeah. Maybe because he might just say to Henderson, save your legs for Southampton away. Gakpo. I mean, that way you play all four of them. I think you can only do that though if your bench has got, if Darwin's fit, because you star four of them. Your only option off the bench is a half it Roberto Firmino.
Yeah.
It feels maybe a bit too. Cavalio. Elliot, it's not ideal any of those situations. So, I think it'll be Jota. I think I would pick Jota as well. I think he's more likely to score at the moment.
Jota over Diaz.
Yeah, I think he's more likely to score at the moment than Diaz. I think the balance of the side long term is better with Diaz because he's a left winger and Jota isn't. But at this moment, I still think Diaz has been all right. He's been decent, but he reminds me what Jota was like 6 weeks ago. There's still a bit of rust there and isn't quite there. And again, Liverpool, it was when it's Leicester away, you can kind of get away with someone having an iffy game. I think this will be a tough one, and I think you need to be all guns blazing.
John, Jota or Diaz?
I'm a massive Diaz fan, but I'll go with you and say Jota, only because he is just coming back from that massive injury and we are terrified of losing him again before the end of the season, do you know what I mean? So I'll probably go with Jota as well.
Yeah, same, Jota.
Are we in agreement? Sorry, what are you going for, Chris?
Yeah, I said Jota first.
Yeah,
cool.
I'm quite surprised.
I love Diaz, mate, and I think next year Diaz will be in the first 11.
Yeah.
But Monday, Saturday, and I don't think he was brilliant against Leicester. I think he was a bit rusty. But again, I've got to reference it. Leicester crap.
There is a thing with,
and you get away with it. Like Villa aren't crap.
Villa are going to come though and park the bus and play and try and counter attack.
It's whether we
want to throw the kitchen sink at them from minute one and try and get that early goal. And do you go mad? Maybe you do the four. And again, that's not. I think he probably do keep Jota on. I think someone like Diaz to inject with half an hour to go, when they're getting a bit tired and you want someone to just kind of run them ragged, there's a possibility. But then look, I could literally spin the, oh, then you bring your more natural finisher Jota on to terrorise them, blah blah blah. I don't know. I think I'd be tempted to go Jota as well. Yeah, I'd go with that. Score predictions, John?
I don't know. I think it's I reckon it's going to be another big scoring one, maybe a 3-0 or 4-0 or something.
I like that.
3-2 to us, obviously.
3-2?
Yeah.
How's that? Is that like a late winner for us? Or Bobby off the bench?
Bobby, late winner there.
Oh, go
ahead. I'll get sentimental for you. No, I just think, like, just the way, like, Spurs, it was like the 4-3. there's been a lot of games like that where I just think it's just going to go like that.
Been a lot of confidence lately, though, haven't they? Just of late.
So, yeah. 3-1 or 3-2, I'll go with, yeah.
I'm going to go another clean sheet. Would that be 3 on the bounce for us then? Is that right? Have we got 2 on the bounce already? I'm going to go another clean sheet. I'm going to go, yeah, I'm going to 3-0.
3-1. Yeah. I think Watkins will score. I think Roberto Firmino will score as well, by the way. Okay. I do think he comes on and scores.
Yeah.
I think it's that third Samba goal.
Yeah.
And he can
no luck.
I mean, amazing. I think he scores.
Imagine if Aston Villa make us kick towards the Annie Road end in the second half and he does a no look and looks at the cop.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. That is the stuff dreams
are
made of.
Absolutely fine with that.
Probably 3 rows in front.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Changing the main stand.
I'm literally in the goal.
I've predicted some big wins of late, and we've been close, but I feel like this is going to be. I just think this is going to be a bit of a horrible one. I'd love this to be one where we get a couple of goals up early doors and just it's just a game of football.
It always is, though, isn't it? The last game when there's a big send off. You mentioned that Gerrard one before. It always feels like it's crap.
Yeah, it's too hyped. Man United play at the same time. They play Bournemouth away in that time, and it's one of those things. Not quite the last day of the season, all that kind of stuff. But there is a thing to scores filtering down and all that. And if they're not winning, and we're comfortably winning at half time, I'd like us to do the kind of thing that City have done over the years, and we've done it. We did when we beat City as well. Of just make them really scared about us, because it looks like Newcastle are going to absolutely piss Brighton everywhere at this point.
Wow, what score is it?
2-0. So the I think we'll win 1-0, but I because Liverpool like to make us stress out over things. But I would much prefer if we just beat them 5-0.
Well, I'll just stick to my ritual. Is I always go to the toilet early. Because I can't be bothered queuing. And I can guarantee you, just before half time, I go down the toilet and we always score. And I come back and they all go, the fella behind me tapped me the other day and he was like, you should be going to the toilet now, you know? The last 3 times we scored just before half time, I've literally got downstairs and gone, we scored and missed it.
Absolutely.
So it's like, I think it's like a good luck thing.
Just go and sit in that bog. We were like 20-0.
I'll just sit on the concourse like the whole game, don't even watch.
Right, before we go, just to let you know, we are doing a live event on Friday evening. So if you're watching this before then, at Hotel Anfield, it's us and the Ragamuffins, so we're going to do some post-season wrap-up content. Chris, Steve and Chloe are going to be pitching to be Liverpool's next director of football in front of a crowd, which is going to be very good. And then the Ragamuffins are going to play a full set to blow the doors off at the end of the night as well. So if you need some happiness in your life, come down. Tickets are available. Link will be in the description. If you want to pay on the door as well, you can come down and do that. But yeah, Hotel Anfield, in the shadow of Anfield, the stadium, Friday night. If you're looking for something to do, come and join us over for that one.
Just to let you know, that's Friday the 19th.
Yes. Yeah, just turn up the week after. Shit out of luck. Buy some pints at Hotel Anfield. It's a good place. Right, guys, thank you so much. That was an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Boss content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.